Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having June Reed back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. June, as you remember, she was with us on Friday. She's a senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office, which is a division of the U.S. Embassy over there, helping the folks in Iraq get the free enterprise system developed in their country. June, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
June, it's great to have you back. I'm so glad to talk to you. I know that there was an attack over the weekend. There were some couple of people lost their lives in your area, and I was really worried about you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, that was is a very, very sad thing.
Did you know the people?
We are heartbroken about that.
Did you know either one of those two people?
Yes, I did. I knew one of the individuals. It's very, very sad. Was very close to us here, but
How close was the attack to you?
Well, very close, within yards, because we are in the south end of the palace.
Yeah. Yeah, and have they released the names of the individuals?
Yes, they have. The individuals' names have been in print. Yes, a man and a woman.
One of them was a military person.
Yes, sir, he was.
And the other person was a civilian. Was that a man or a woman?
Yes, a civilian woman.
Can you tell us what she was doing?
Both of them worked in our contracting office to make sure that the Iraqis receive the best results from the contracts that are let here to build the infrastructure for their country.
Well,
so they do very important work.
These are volunteers just like you, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, our hearts go out to them. We say a little prayer for them. I certainly did over the weekend. And folks, when you remember on Friday how much I thanked June for her service. And we all know that what she does over there and the others are doing is a dangerous thing. And that certainly came to fruition. Or I shouldn't say fruition. It came true over the weekend. And June, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you. Now
you have brought with you a lady named Maria that you want to tell us a little bit about the election, and I want her to do that in just a little bit, but I'll tell you what, go ahead and put her on. Let me talk to her for just a minute. This is Maria,
sure.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Maria. Maria was born in Iraq. She was educated in Iraq, but she left 24 years ago to go to the United States, and she since then has taught elementary school in the United States. She's back in Iraq now to help her country get going. Maria, you lived for a few years under Saddam Hussein, didn't you?
That's correct. I did.
Now, tell us about the election. Tell us about did you meet some people yesterday who voted?
Yes, actually, I did speak to a few people who voted yesterday.
What did they say?
I had the opportunity to share their feelings regarding their first day to choose their government by voting.
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Their enthusiasm, excitement, delight, and pride came across, even over the phone.
Wow.
The people I spoke with were across the government spectrum, from senior government governors, officials, to government staff members, mm-hmm. Such as a senior advisor to a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the southeast of Baghdad, hundreds of people were standing in line, waiting for the poll to open. So this person I spoke to actually waited for an hour and a half for opportunity to vote. And during that time, a bomb exploded in the polling center. Mm. Then an official had requested people to leave and come back later, but all voters insisted on staying until the facility is open again.
Well,
and then we have another person essentially was screaming over the phone with excitement, and she felt very safe. She said, it is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, a mother with her two daughters and a father on the other line, because they have two lines, like male and female.
Right,
with his four boys.
Wow.
These parents were each carefully pointing out the various areas and activities going on in the polling center.
Maria, hold on to that thought. Stop. Hold on, Maria. We're going to come back to you right after these messages. We have to take a quick break. You've heard this before. 2012, folks. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we've got Maria and June Reed reporting from Baghdad. Maria is back on the phone with us. She's going to talk to us for a couple more minutes. Maria, I want to thank you for your service over there, and I'm proud of you for going back. And I know you're excited about helping out your country of Iraq and doing whatever you can there. But I want you to continue to tell us. You had some more things to tell us about the people you talked to who were voting.
Yes, actually. Some other people who also were so excited talking about the voting day, and they heard little children on the street singing out loud, "This is the Iraqi, this is the Iraqi. When he's in love, he will do everything for his love," meaning to his nation.
Right. That's wonderful. So, what a wonderful story. What about, I'm curious about this, having a polling line for women and one for men. How do you feel about that?
It's part of their culture, I guess. Also, they'll have more respect when women are on one side and men on the other side. Although they were following the rules, being in line, not to get out of the line.
Right.
I think it's a very positive point.
Are you hopeful about the possibility for a new government and a democratic type of government in Iraq?
Of course, it's going to be. It's their choice. It's the Iraqi choice.
Right.
Everybody went out voting, and it's going to represent them.
Did you vote?
Actually, I could not.
Could not vote because you're an American citizen now, right?
Right. Yes, right. I am.
Now, do you plan to go back to the United States when you're through with your work there?
Of course. My family is there, so
yes.
I'm going back to the States.
Okay. I understand. Well, Maria, thank you for your report. Thank you for bringing this information about how excited the Iraqis are to be able to vote. And thank you for your service. And please give our best to all of your countrymen, all of the Iraqis that you meet over there.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye, Maria.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So here's June Reed back with us. June, thank you for introducing us to Maria and letting her give us that report. It's exciting to see. Obviously, many of us have watched it on television. The things that we talked about on Friday came to pass, didn't they?
Yes, they did. It's very, very, very exciting to see the success of this. There's no doubt about it. The Deputy Prime Minister went on the air the day before and set the measurement, the benchmark for the success of this. And one of the most important ones was that the number of people, the percentage of people in Iraq who voted would be more than in the United States. And that has happened.
Wow.
Even if it's not 72%, they can go down several percentage points, and we will know within a week exactly what that end result is. But it is fantastic. And the people did this themselves.
Right.
And they did it in the face of great danger, with great perspective on peril for their lives. The press was saying that this would be absolutely a terrible thing. The preparations that everybody made, which included the Iraqis, really pushing that and played an important role. But the most important thing that the Iraqis did was show up.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and had tremendous courage despite all the things that were being said and bombs that went off.
Well, you know,
they set bombs off very early.
And, you know, June, the thing that impressed me that I was so stunned by was the dipping of the finger in the inkwell. That was so impressive to me. It's one, you know, June, it's one thing to show up and to get in line to vote. It's one thing to go in and vote. And maybe you can, you know, if you're worried about your life, if you're worried about being hurt because you voted, it's one thing to go do that and then to come out of the polling place and then maybe just kind of go into the wallpaper, so to speak. But when you brand yourself with dipping your finger in a purple bottle of ink that demonstrates that you voted, you know, that's basically sticking their finger in the eye of the insurgents, isn't it?
Yes, and it actually could have been a real problem, but it actually turned out to be a source of pride.
Yeah.
People walked around showing their finger, showing that they voted, and it was absolutely terrific. And I want to remind you that all of these people had to walk to their polling places, and there were not polling places at every corner as there are in the United States. People had to walk significant distances and out in these streets to get to the polling place, and obviously people who were out walking around were going to vote. So it distinguished them even before they actually voted.
The image
it was
that
absolutely
I,
terrific.
The image that I loved was the lady who gave the V for victory sign, and her index finger was purple.
Absolutely.
That was
very,
beautiful.
Very, very exciting.
I also heard about people who carried disabled people on their backs because they couldn't get there on their own. They carried them on their backs to vote.
Yes. A woman was delivered in a wheelbarrow.
Wow.
To go vote. An elderly woman was taken there. She doesn't have a wheelchair. Her family wasn't able to do that, but they wheeled her there in a wheelbarrow so she could vote. People were helping each other in the ballots, understanding how to fill out their ballot. It's a very complicated ballot, much more complicated than any ballot in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
95 parties to choose from. And up in the Kurdish area, they had additional elections. So this was extremely exciting for everyone to do that.
I just hope there are no hanging Chad issues, Joan. I'm a little worried about the hanging
luckily
Chad thing.
Luckily, there are none of those
no Chads.
Issues here at all.
June, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. June Reed is our guest. She's senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office. And when we come back, I'm going to ask June, where do we go from here? What's the next step for the government, for the Iraqi people, and for the insurgents? Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our friend June Reed, a great American, ladies and gentlemen. She's senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, at great sacrifice on her part, along with many others who have been and who are in Iraq right now. June has put her career on hold and has come to Iraq for a year and a half to serve that country, to serve the cause of freedom. And June, I just can't go any further without telling you how proud I am of you. And I know I speak for my listeners when I say that we salute you for your service and for your courage and for your dedication to others. And many of these people you don't even know. We thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. There are a lot of people here doing all of this.
Well,
many, many, many people have made this happen.
I know there are, but you're the one we're talking to, and so you get the credit for all of those guys. You tell them how proud we are of them, even though they
absolutely.
don't always hear that. You tell them that there are more people in America proud of them, of what they're doing than not. June, let's talk about the future.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, before we go any further, since the election, during the election day and since the election, would you say that the incidents of insurgent attacks have been unusually light?
No, I wouldn't say unusually light. I think that they have recessed in terms of today compared to yesterday. We do expect that there is still significant danger and that the individuals who are involved in this will not simply fade away just because there is a mandate by the people. That is really not what they're concerned about. What they're concerned about is to try to continue to cause problems, issues, and deny these people what they just stood up for. It won't work. However, they're not going to give up simply because of one day of voting.
Right.
So, unfortunately, that's the case, but we certainly hope that over time and over a short period of time as democracy moves forward, that they will see that, one, it's they aren't going to win, and two, that it's even better for them and everyone else.
And we're
hoping that that will happen in short order.
I believe that it will, too. I'm like you. When you see this many people banding together to do what they've done, that's got to minimize the pool of new people for the insurgents. People who may be straddling the fence, they don't know which way to go, they don't know whether to go left or right, since they don't have any experience with democracy. Now that they've had this democratic experience, that's got to be an exciting thing. June, how exciting is it for you to literally watch democracy bloom like you did over the weekend?
Well, it's exciting for everyone to participate in a historical event, and this is indeed a historical event that many of us who are, well, basically all of us who are over here participating in this to see one of the major benchmarks come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And it's a very important one. Democracy is a process, and Iraq has just started down that road. It's a long road. There are many, 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 many more things for them to do to cement this. However, it is one of the most important things. And I think that from how the people participated, the courage that it took for them to do that, and their personal feelings about themselves and for their future is very, very, very important, and it cannot be minimized.
What is the next step, June?
There's more work. Well, they need to count the votes quickly, which they said within 7 to 10 days they will know that. They will be able to structure a government, eventually choose a prime minister and the new ministers for the government. Once that is seated, which we hope will be in short order, and many of the officials who were running for re-election and part of this process have thought that it would take possibly only 2 to 3 weeks, we'll see, for all of that to happen, which is a lot. The next important thing, which is a lot of hard work, is creating that constitution for all Iraqis to live in peace and harmony.
Right.
And that process will be allowed to go through the fall. Then that constitution needs to be ratified. And then there will be new elections held in December for a fully participatory democracy in which they will have a constitution, a framework for their government and their future. And it's very, very exciting. So these people who are
June, I've got to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of the hour.
Yes.
But the good news is you're going to come back and be with us because your job over there is to help small businesses get started in Iraq. And we want to know more about that. And you're going to come back in the weeks and months ahead and help us understand what's going on over there, aren't you?
Yes, I will indeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, June. Thanks again for all your service. And please be careful. We're thinking about you.
Will
June,
do.
Thanks. June Reed, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and everybody who voted in Iraq. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.